Podcast, Personal Finance Edition. This is Olivia, and I'm joined by my co-host, Rashmi.
Today, we're going to look at retirement planning. It's a subject often associated with insurance and usually seen as more important for a very good reason. Retirement planning sets you up for a comfortable life after you stop working to generate income.
That also means that there's a good deal of planning that needs to be put into setting up a retirement plan that will actually fulfill your goals and set you up to maintain your lifestyle. And of course, retirement planning is a long-term goal. It's not something that you should start doing right before you retire because that really won't help you out. You should be starting as soon as you start working.
Saving up for retirement is a form of saving that should be an active part of your budget for a very long time. Since once you start working, you won't be having a stable income to rely on. Instead, your savings will be all you have to keep yourself afloat, alongside Social Security.
Social Security is something that we've mentioned before, but only in terms of paying it. In retirement, you actually receive that Social Security in a monthly check that replaces part of your income. However, it's likely not enough to cover all of your income, and not everyone is eligible for it.
Social Security has limitations on eligibility, always based on your work. Most jobs take Social Security taxes out of your paycheck so that you can later receive a monthly benefit in retirement. Eligible individuals are those 62 years or older, or people who have worked and paid Social Security taxes for 10 years or more.
Social Security is far from enough money to sustain your lifestyle, so most people save money for years in advance in different forms. But how do they start saving? And before that, how do they decide what will work best for their individual situation?
This is all part of the retirement planning process, which involves determining retirement income goals and identifying viable plans to achieve said goals. It includes identifying income sources, estimating expenses, implementing a savings program, and managing it for the long term. And it's, of course, best to start planning as early as possible.
We keep stressing the idea of starting retirement planning as early as possible, which may seem strange to someone just starting their first full-time job with decades to go before retiring, especially considering that our generation is expected to work longer than any previous one. But there's a reason for this, which ties into the time value of money. Starting saving early gives your money more time to mature in savings and lets you earn more idly while putting down less money than if you start saving money later on and end up putting aside more of your income and earning less idly.
That was a lot. But this way, you can ensure a safe, secure, and fun retirement. Think about your future self. They would certainly appreciate it if you put money aside for them since they're still you. And as Olivia mentioned, much of retirement savings consists of investments that can build up over time. The magic number you individually need to retire comfortably is very personal, but the ways to get there are similar for many people.
But to provide it with a definite answer, many people used to say that you need around $1 million to retire comfortably, which may be outdated with consideration for inflation. But some professionals also use a benchmark of 80% of your income for retirement. Keep in mind non-financial aspects as well, such as where you want to retire, how you'll be spending most of your time, and when you plan to stop working, and how long you expect to need your retirements for.
This is the first key step to retirement planning. Coming up with a plan with a relative idea of your end goal of money you want. Next is deciding how much you'll set aside each month based on this number and choosing the accounts that are right for you.
We recommend using automatic deductions so as to take away temptations of stopping payments or forgetting payments altogether. There are multiple different plans you can choose from to invest in, and we'll go over a few of the main ones now.
Young adults often take advantage of employer-sponsored plans, such as the popular 401k or 403b plans. The 401k is offered by major companies, and 403b is used by employees of public institutions or some charities, but both work quite similarly. The greatest benefit of these plans is that employers are able to match what you invest to your plan, meaning that if you contribute, say, 2% of your income to your retirement plan, your employer can match, putting the same amount as well. Essentially, you get a 2% bonus that grows as time passes.
Though we recommend contributing more than the amount earning in employer match, some experts even recommend up to more than 10% of annual income. However, there are limits. Individuals under 50 years old can contribute up to only $22,500 of their earnings in 2023 and $23,000 in 2024 to a 401k or 403b, with some additional matched by employers.
The main advantage of these accounts is that 401k plans give a higher rate of return than regular savings accounts. And furthermore, these accounts are pre-tax deductions. So not only do retirement savings benefit the future you, but also current you with tax breaks.
Besides 401k and 403b plans, there are also traditional individual retirement accounts, known as IRAs, because that's a mouthful to say every time, and they're another pre-tax deduction. The limits for these accounts for 2023 are $6,500 in contributions, which will become $7,000 in 2024. For IRAs, distributions, which is just a fancy word for payments, must be taken by the age of 72 or as early as 59, with a 10% penalty if you're withdrawing money early.
But some individuals may dislike the pre-tax deductions, since there can be a large tax amount when they go to withdraw money at retirement. A Roth IRA account is funded with post-tax dollars, eliminating this issue. Starting one of these early can pay off a lot, especially since your interest will be earned tax-free since taxes have already been deducted. Roth IRAs have a contribution limit of $6,500 a year in 2023 and $7,000 for 2024. Keep in mind that many of these limits change once individuals become older, allowing holders to contribute more.
If available to you based on your work, it's also a good idea to look at exclusive plans, like the Thrift Savings Plan for federal employees and members of uniformed services.
The Thrift Savings Plan comes from pre-tax income, although some Roth accounts are allowed. For 2023, the annual contribution limit is $22,500, with an additional $7,500 contribution available to individuals 50 or older. These amounts will be $23,000 and $7,500 for 2024.
There are additional retirement accounts for certain groups of people. Further examples of these include pensions, the simple IRA plan, and payroll deduction IRA. You'll notice that many of these plans are quite similar, save for their restrictions on who applies.
Choosing the right account is the third step in our simplified version of retirement planning. The last step is checking in on your investments periodically. Since it's always good to make changes as they apply to your life changes or for different changes stages in your life.
This is particularly important for those life stages. In young adulthood, many people don't have a lot of free money, but instead have time for investing and earning the time value of money. As a young adult, your goal should be to invest as much as you possibly can with the understanding that your small investments will grow exponentially as you let them mature over an extended period of time.
And when you enter your early midlife, many people tend to experience some financial strains. But the most important thing to do is continue saving. At this time in your life, you still have the advantage of time. Therefore, it's best to aggressively save.
Aggressively save. We can't stress how much and how valuable it is to save early. It might seem like a strain when you're younger, but it's an incredible gift for your future self. And it's still you, so don't feel like you have to restrain. As you enter your later midlife, time starts to run out for saving unless you begin earning much higher income or letting go of large expenses or debts, leaving you with more extra disposable interest.
Although, always remember, it's never late to set up a retirement account, especially since around this time you begin to be able to contribute catch-up money since limits begin raising. For example, from age 50 onwards, you'll be able to contribute an extra $1,000 to either a traditional or Roth IRA.
At this time, it's also beneficial to start looking at what your Social Security benefits will look like, since around then you'll be able to make a lot more accurate prediction.
Beyond simply saving money, retirement planning also includes looking at how to wrap up your assets, since they are part of your financial world. This includes your home, estate planning, taxes on your retirement accounts, if applicable, and insurance.
Choosing the right plans and figuring out the best individual pathway is difficult, but looking at the most popular plans in society in general is always helpful. I mean, there has to be a reason why some people are using one plan more than others.
That's right, it's probably a good one. Taking a look at Forbes Advisor, the best retirement plans of 2023 are varied and extensive. For individuals, traditional IRAs and Roth IRAs were listed, and for employer-sponsored plans, the traditional 401k, Roth 401k, and 403b were listed. Additional plans were listed for specific employees or members of certain groups with niche plans available to them.
There are also many tools available for planning for retirement, such as interactive worksheets from the Department of Labor, tools for calculating Social Security, like the Social Security Retirement Estimator, which estimates benefits, the USAGov Benefit Finder tool that helps identify benefits, helping with various aspects of retirement, and so many more things that you can find online.
All of these resources are available online, and so many more as well. Thanks for tuning into today's episode of Community Corners Podcast, Personal Finance Edition. This is Rashford and Olivia, cashing off.